Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You're listening to End Time World News, and I'm your host, Eric. Go to redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. That's redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. Like, share, subscribe. If you like this podcast, folks, and again, your donations are always welcome and greatly appreciated. Folks, if you're just joining us for the first time, End Time World News is an independent and alternative media organization. We're dedicated to finding truth in the issues facing Christians and non-Christians in the world every day. If you have questions, prayer requests, or want more information about this podcast, please contact us at endtimeworldnews@protonmail.com. That's endtimeworldnews@protonmail.com. And of course, your donations are always appreciated, folks. They help keep us on the air. We have PayPal, Venmo, and Cash App as well. Okay, folks, welcome. Let's get into it. Today's news is from that's naturalnews.com. That's dated that's naturalnews.com, dated August 10th, 2023. I have a very interesting article here for you folks. I've been saying it for a while. This podcast has close to over 100 podcasts, End Time World News, and I've been saying this on and off for here the past year or so. The beast system is here, folks. It's been here for a while. Been here meaning it's been here. The elites are just waiting on the right opportunity to pull the trigger on the beast system. In other words, to activate it. And of course, today's article will talk a little bit about that. And that's where we're at in life. The beast system, in case you don't know, you want to go to Revelation, I believe it's chapter 13. You can read up on the beast system and just read in chapter 13. It's very interesting. It talks about the mark of the beast for those of us that believe in God Almighty. And again, just a disclaimer, folks, I try to do a weekly podcast every week or so, or every 10 days. And again, I'm not a pastor or anything else like that. I never claim to be. We all fall short of the glory of God. We all sin. I'd be the first one to raise my hand and say I'm definitely a sinner, and I try to be better each and every day. So I don't want anybody to ever get the wrong impression. I bring you this news and information as I have access to different sources all over the world, and I try to give you the most honest and informed information so you can make an honest, informed decision on your own. So, okay, folks, let's get into today's podcast from naturalnews.com. The headline reads, dated August 10th, 2023, of course, WorldCoin will permit governments and private firms to access the globe to use its world ID system. That was the plan all along. And of course it will, folks. This is all part of the beast system. WorldCoin, WorldCoin permits governments and private companies across the globe to use its world ID system, according to the senior company executive, Ricardo, I believe it's Marcia, general manager for Europe Tools for Humanity, or TFH, confirmed that the move in an interview with Reuters. He told the news outlet that WorldCoin is set to expand its operations by signing up more users and allowing other organizations to use its iris scanning ID verification technology. This company is responsible for WorldCoin and accompanying the World ID system. See, this is part of the system, folks. This is part of the system. And it says in the book of Revelation that you'll receive a mark either in the right hand or in the forehead. And I mean, well, here you go. Here you go. We are on a mission of building the biggest financial and identity community that we can, Marcia emphasized. The idea is that we build this infrastructure. We allow other third parties to use the technology. The TFH executive clarified that the company's primary focus is to establish an infrastructure that enables governments and other entities to implement digital ID systems. For example, companies could employ WorldCoin technology to ensure fair distribution of services, like providing one fresh or free coffee to each customer without collecting personal data. WorldCoin also committed to making its iris scanning device known as the Chrome Orb, an open source in the future, according to Marcia. This will enable others to contribute to the technology to utilize it to their own benefit. Communities, he told Reuters, anyone can in the future build their own orb and use it to benefit the community. That's what it's aiming for. Now, that's what they want to do. They want an open source project. I'm very familiar with the decentralized community. I have a small social media presence there, but I'm very familiar with that, the open source community. And that's what they want to do. They want to infiltrate every nook and cranny, folks. Infiltrate everywhere. By infiltrating everywhere and spreading this WorldCoin technology and system, they're able to dominate and control everything and everybody. Since its launch on July 24th, WorldCoin has been setting up registration sites globally. People willingly undergo iris scans using the Chrome Orb in exchange for a digital ID. In certain regions, free cryptocurrency, over 2 million people have signed up for WorldCoin during its trial period over the last 2 years. Wow. The company successfully raised $115 million in May through the support of prominent venture capital investors such as Blockchain Capital, a 16Z Crypto, Bain Capital, and Distributed Global. Armed with this capital, WorldCoin plans to expand its operations across Europe, Latin America, Africa, and any region that Marcia's words would welcome its services. WorldCoin claims the project is completely private and the biometric data is either deleted or stored in an encrypted form. Privacy experts doubt this claim. Back in 2022, a Bavarian state office.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Office. For data protection supervisor, initiated an investigation into WorldCoin. The TFH is subject to Bay LADS laws and oversight, as the company behind WorldCoin has an office in Germany's southeastern Bavarian province state. President Michael Will said the agency would look into whether or not WorldCoin system is safe, stable, given the concerns about its large-scale processing sensitive data. According to him, the project requires very, very ambitious security methods, lots of explanations and transparency to ensure the data protection requirements are not neglected. Users who entrust their data to WorldCoin deserve absolute clarity about the purpose and the methods of data processing, he added. Meanwhile, MIT Technology Review investigated promises of WorldCoin to atomize and destroy the biometric data of users to protect their privacy. Sadly, the review uncovered that the data destruction did not take place as claimed. Instead, valuable biometric information of users remained within the system of the company. Well, there you go, folks. There you go. just one more company out there, unfortunately, lying about your privacy and lying about your data. This is how the system is. This is how the world is that we live in, unfortunately. And we can't wait for our Savior and Lord Jesus Christ to return again. And it just gets crazier and crazier and crazier. Furthermore, researchers from Technology Review found evidence of how the company collected biometric data developing countries like Indonesia, Kenya, and Colombia. The company reported that the Chrome Orb, with advanced cameras and sensors, capture the bodies, faces, and irises of people without proper consent. There you go, folks. They're going to steal your information, steal your data, steal your identity. That's exactly what they're doing, collecting information and stealing data. That's exactly what they're doing. Folks, it's that time in this podcast. If you've not given your life to Jesus Christ and invited him into your life, it's that time right now, folks. If you've not done that, find a quiet place where you can take about 4 or 5 minutes. This will only take just a couple minutes. Here's just a simple prayer. If you've not given your life to Jesus Christ and invited him into yours, find a quiet place, find a car, a bathroom. I don't care if you have to go into the closet for a minute, folks. I'm being a little silly here, but find a quiet place if you would like to ask Jesus to come into your life. We're living in the last days. We're definitely living in the last days, and these are the last days. And the Son of Man, Jesus Christ, will waken for his second coming. And the world has gotten into chaos. It's going to get a lot worse, the United States and all around the world. Biden will probably get us into a World War III. Trump will not be elected. I can go on and on and on. Nobody's going to save us. Not Biden, not Trump, nobody. The only person that can save us is Jesus Christ and God, folks. So again, here's a prayer if you're not giving your life to Jesus and invited him into yours. Repeat after me. Jesus, I believe you're the Son of God, that you died on the cross to rescue me from sin and from death and to restore me to the Father. I choose now to turn from my sins, my self-centeredness, and every part of my life that does not please you. I choose you. I give myself to you. I receive your forgiveness and ask that you take your rightful place in my life as Savior and Lord. Come right in my heart. Fill me with your love, your life. Help me to become a person who is truly loving, a person like you. Restore me, Jesus. Live in me. Love through me. Thank you, God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. And folks, if you prayed that prayer, amen, congratulations, you are now saved. First thing I want you to do, I got just 3 steps here, folks, very, very quickly before I conclude this podcast. The first step is go get yourself a Bible. Here in the States, you can get one off of Amazon. If you can't afford one, I'll tell you how you can get one in just a minute for free. And go get yourself a Bible, folks. And what I want you to do is just start reading. I don't care if you start in the book of Genesis, the very first chapter, or at the book of Revelation, the very end chapter, the last chapter of the Bible. But just get yourself a Bible, a holy Bible, and just start reading. King James is a suggested version, but hey, just get yourself a holy Bible. The next step is, folks, especially if you don't have a Bible, go to a church, find a church that preaches the Trinity. That's the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. They preach Christianity. And go to that church, folks, and tell somebody, get a hold of the pastor, junior pastor, somebody in the congregation, and just say, hey, listen, you know, I'm kind of on a budget right now. I'm tight, or maybe I'm poor. Could you help me with a Bible? And they'll help you get a Bible. And then once you start digging into the Bible, just start reading and then get a hold of that person that gave you that Bible, or get a hold of one of the members in the church and make an appointment. Write your questions down. What is salvation? When's the second coming of Jesus Christ? Who and what is the Holy Spirit? What is the Trinity? Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. That's the Trinity, folks. Just write any questions down you may have, and then go back to that person there in that church and sit down with them for about a half an hour and ask them some of your questions you wrote down. And the last thing is, folks, it's a good idea to get baptized. Okay, you heard me. It's a good idea to get baptized once you're a member of the church and you're getting into the Word of God and you want to commit, really make a commitment. Baptism signifies the death and resurrection of Jesus, and that's the same thing. To submerge you for just a minute or so underwater and to rise again is the death and resurrection, excuse me, folks, of Jesus Christ. And that's what that symbol, that's what that is, signifies. And it's very, very important. So that's it. That's it. I hope you like today's podcast. I'm Eric Erb, and this is End Time World News. Go to redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. That's redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. Like, share, subscribe. You like the podcast, folks. And again, thank you for tuning in. God bless you. God bless your family. Until next time, see ya. Bye for now.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.